Good morning, you listen to 4AA.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Jeff Meadows, the president of sales for Mohawk's residential business. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Good to talk to you again.
Yes, good to talk to you. We were together last month in Florida for a few days, and just wanted to catch up. Everybody right now is kind of in planning mode. These markets are around the corner here starting in January, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that. Before we get to that, though, let's just talk. Tell us how's business.
I would tell you that the overall flooring business, again, in 25 is probably going to be down the market 4 or 5%.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, we're now in year three of what I would say a flooring recession, not necessarily a recession in America, but a flooring recession. We've had three very sluggish years.
Yeah.
When you look at it, you know, our approach has been, and it really has been this way since the end of 22, is we're not getting help from the market, so you're just going to have to take share from somebody and look at where you can better execute if you're going to maintain or grow your business. And that's kind of the mode we've been in now for just year three.
Yeah, I agree. And my summary of it, because we're working on our year in review December issue, it's been a year of uncertainty. Like you say, it's been a third year of softness on the residential side. But whether or not these tariffs, now that, you know, 50% of what's sold in flooring in the United States comes from another country, there's a lot of uncertainty about what the costs are going to be. There's been tariff-induced price increases and continued inflation, consolidation with distributors and some retailers. Hopefully, I went to the NAFCD meeting, and Brian Beaulieu, you know, who's retired now, but the guy with ITR Economics, he was a little bit encouraging to say that the U.S. economy is still okay and there's plenty of pent-up demand. So we're just looking for some of this uncertainty to pass so that we can see more turnover in housing, which will give us more flooring sales, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, we look at it, there is a lot of consumer uncertainty because of the things you mentioned. Now, I mm-hmm. could tell you that from our standpoint, because we've started a couple months ago, Made in America campaigns, we still have a big manufacturing footprint. So in some respects, all that noise could help Mohawk because of all the things that we're doing. We doubled down, tripled down on U.S. manufacturing. But then the housing affordability is still an issue. You know, rates have dropped a little, but we're still going to only sell 4 million houses, existing home sales this year, which, you know, is fairly historically low. You think back to the good old days of 2021, when everybody's business was good, we were at 6 million existing home sales.
Yeah.
So
that's
had a big impact on the flooring results, I think, as we think about the last 3 years.
All right, well, let's start looking at what we're going to be doing in the next couple of months. You're kicking off the 6th annual Mohawk Momentum Roadshow in January. Talk a little bit about your plans there.
It's interesting. Kemp, can you believe we're only 6 weeks away from the first roadshow? I mean, we're right there at 26. So we had our national sales meeting last week in Atlanta, and we laid out for our sales force all the different things that we're going to be doing this year from a product standpoint, an edge standpoint, marketing standpoint, get everybody all on the same page and excited. We started our sign up probably 6-7 weeks ago for our road shows. The sign ups, dealers are coming in, signing up for those. You know, we're excited to get to those shows. They've been very, very successful for us. It's a good way to kick off our year. We see a lot of customers in those 6 events plus surfaces. So to be honest, I mean, we're excited about all that, but I don't know that 26 from a business standpoint is going to be that much different than 25. We hope it's going to be. And there's a lot of mixed messages out there. You know, some people think it's going to be better and some people say maybe not. I think a lot of our retailers even, I would tell you, had third quarter traffic wasn't nearly as good as it was earlier in the year. And so it was kind of slowing down. You know, I talked to a lot of them. Now, some of those independent guys have still had a good year in certain cases, some not as much. But just from a traffic standpoint, they were saying their third quarter was pretty soft.
So what do you say to these customers of yours who are, you know, third year of sluggishness to say, maybe I don't take the trip, maybe I don't go? I mean, there are pockets where sales are good, especially on the upper end. And I mean, they need to come and be with you guys and hear what's coming up next, right?
They really do. And it's just not looking at all the new product innovations, but One of the things that we really have, what I would say almost sold out, are these breakout sessions that we do. And this is where we try to dig in and help them when they get there. We do an entire digital health assessment of their websites, of their possible lead generation. We lay all that out for them. We then talk to them and have another breakout session on, you know, the Edge benefits and what else they can tap into in Edge. The other one that we've done when they have, you know, sluggish traffic, and you know this because, you know, you're in, on both sides. You have a big commercial business and you're tapped into that. You know, the commercial business that hasn't really slowed down the last 3 years. It stayed pretty consistent. So we have an entire Main Street breakout for tools for growth, because if you have less traffic, there's still a lot of Main Street business out there that you can go get if you have the right tools. So to try to help them, even during downturns, they don't have much traffic. Here's another area of your business that maybe we can help. Maybe you can improve. We can improve with you and go out and dig out some of the Main Street commercial, all your local markets.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what you're saying is that the reason to attend these road shows is not just about seeing the latest products, but it's also the software. I mean, to learn about, you know, new opportunities from a sales perspective, right?
That's 100% correct. And that's what we're kind of focused on, is try to help them in a tough environment. You know, people didn't have to do a lot of advertising and be at the best of their game in, you know, 21 and 22. And now you really need to be if you're going to grow your business in this environment.
All right. Well, it's good to catch up with you. Now, if people want to know exactly which show they should go to, I know you're running ads in Floor Focus that gives you the schedule. I mean, they can go there and pick which show that they should need to go to, right?
Yeah, we actually have a website, MohawkMomentumRoadshow.com.
Okay, Jeff. Well, it's good to catch up with you and look forward to seeing you after the holidays. Again, we're talking to Jeff Mettes, the president of sales for Mohawk's residential business, and you've been listening to Campfire and FloridaLA.net.